18 vigilant officers die and their circumstances while on duty. Chishimba Kambwili found with case to answer in unlawful assembly trial. In global news, Mali launches airstrikes in response to militant imposed fuel blockade. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Two Zambian National Service ZNS personnel have died under unclear circumstances while on duty at a ZNS furniture factory in Lusaka West on Sunday, 7th September 2025. ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison, Brigadier General Mabel Nyoni, has confirmed the development, saying police preliminary investigations suggest foul play in the deaths of the two officers. Brigadier General Nyoni says the service is treating the matter with the utmost urgency and is collaborating with the police to establish the circumstances that led to the unfortunate incident. She has accused that the ZNS command will not rest until the circumstances surrounding the tragedy are brought to light. Meanwhile, the family of Muila Sonkwe, one of the two victims, has expressed concern over the Zambia police continued silence and delay in issuing a statement on the incident. A family member who spoke to Phoenix News on condition of anonymity has revealed that Officer Sonkwe and his colleague, Potifa Tembo, were allegedly attacked and killed while on duty. It says their bodies were discovered reportedly stripped of their uniforms and partially burnt.
Yes, it is under investigation, but the latest information, they were in duty, they were naked, they were burnt, you know. So even as a family, we are even waiting for a statement to be issued so that the full statement, we haven't yet received the full statement anyway.
Ailing former Cabinet Minister Chishimba Kambwili has been found with a case to answer by the Lusaka Magistrate Court on one count of unlawful assembly. When the matter came up this morning before Lusaka Magistrate Kawama Mwafuli for ruling, his lawyer Kennedy Mambwe told the court that despite Mr. Kambwili being unwell, he was ready for the proceedings. In rendering her ruling, Magistrate Wamfuli indicated that in line with Section 208-206 of the Criminal Procedure Code, the four prosecution witnesses provided enough evidence to make a case that Mr. Kambwili's actions were unlawful. The charge arises from allegations that Mr. Kambwili, in the company of Mr. Charles Kakola, on the 26th of January 2023, held an unlawful assembly at his residence in Lusaka's Woodlands area with the intent to commit an offence or to breach the peace, contrary to Section 74 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. However, Mr. Kambwili, who is serving a 5-month jail term for hate speech, walked into the courtroom with difficulties and possibly panted and coughed during the entire session. Meanwhile, Mr. Kambwili's lawyer informed the court that the defense will not call any further witnesses aside from Mr. Kambwili himself, who will provide sworn evidence once defense commences. Opposition People's Alliance for Change PAC leader Andy Fodbanda has accused the UPND government of failing to implement effective policies to tackle the worsening load shedding crisis in Zambia. Speaking with a featured on the Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program, Mr. Banda says the country's energy sector has failed to attract crucial investment due to poor tariffs that are not cost reflective. Also noted that while solar energy represents a viable alternative, most Zambian households are unable to afford it, leaving them vulnerable to the ongoing power outages. Mr. Banda is of the view that the current power crisis could have been avoided if government had taken timely action to diversify energy sources and reform electricity tariffs. He emphasized the need for leadership that offers real solutions rather than political rhetoric, especially at a time when reliable power supply is crucial to functioning of key sectors of the economy.
every decision along the world is made based on how do we sustain power. So in their thinking, they'll do things that they think, okay, let's set up by-elections so that we can change these laws. Let's do this. I know, let's arrest people that are criticizing us so that we don't look bad. And then you have a bunch of people in government that, you know, are corrupted by the foreigners. So as a result, they are not able to make the correct decisions that would serve the country best. And that's what the problem is. So when I talk about governance, I'm talking about that. So what you need is a leadership that is going to come in, clean up with honest reform.
And Zambia is calling on African leaders, including Zambia, to advocate and champion for the adoption of sustainable agriculture methods such as agroecology at the ongoing Second African Climate Summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. This comes as the continent grapples with the growing challenges of food insecurity, exacerbated by extreme weather changes, destruction of economy and non-economic resources, and an energy crisis resulting from over-dependence on hydrocarbon generation. CN Zambia country coordinator Vladimir Chilinya has told Phoenix News that agroecology can serve as both a climate change adaptation and mitigation strategy, reducing the extensive use of harmful chemicals that have been contributing to biodiversity loss, ecosystem degradation, and deforestation. Mr. Chilinya is also calling on African countries to consider investing in clean energy to reduce dependence on charcoal production, which has undermined efforts to halt deforestation, develop own solutions to address climate challenges, including establishing an African Union-led fund to address road loss and damage, rather than relying solely on international initiatives. He says, given Zambia's experience with severe drought in the 2023-2024, here in Zambia calls on government to take in advocating for the creation and operationalization of an African fund to address loss and damage, promoting a more sustainable and resilient future for the continent.
Homegrown solutions. Africa must find its own solutions to deal with the current climate challenges, which have resulted in loss and damages. The much talked about loss and damage fund under the UNFCCC has not delivered any expected results for Africa, and therefore Africa must establish its own fund under the African Union to address its own problems. The critical minerals being exploited in African countries, including Zambia, must be done with the interest of the continent. Our leaders must ensure that these resources contribute towards the sustainable development of the continent. Mining activities should not undermine the environment or contribute towards the climate crisis.
In global news, the military in Mali has launched airstrikes in the Gold Reef Caves region after Al-Qaeda-linked militants moved to block fuel imports into the capital, Bamako. The group Jamaat al-Nusrat al-Islam announced a blockade last week, also restricting movement in the towns of Caves and Nyoro near the Senegalese and Mauritanian borders. Since then, militants have stopped fuel tanks and escalated attacks on business, including cement factories, sugar plants and gold mines operated by global firms like Barrick and B2Gold. On other world news, the BBC now reports.
Anti-corruption protesters in Nepal have held further demonstrations defying an indefinite curfew. It comes a day after 19 protesters were killed. The government has now withdrawn a social media ban that had prompted the protests. Africa's largest hydroelectric project has been officially inaugurated in Ethiopia. The government says the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Blue Nile will provide electricity to millions of people across the region. It's faced strong objections from Egypt and Sudan over concerns that their share of Nile waters could be affected. Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has arrived at the Bangkok prison, where he's to serve a one-year sentence. Mr. Thaksin was convicted of corruption in 2023 and was previously held in a prison hospital.
We'll take a break.
A whole new light for radio.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B.